Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome back. The weather has been cooling down even more as we progress into autumn. The leaves are changing colours. The wind has a chilly bite. And the wafting smells of delicious food fill the air. Despite this coziness, mystery surrounds every corner of Bark Street. But have no fear, Sniffy and I will be here to stop any crime. Isn't that right, Sniffy?
Sure is, Snope. I'm very excited about the weather, mostly because I'm a sucker for pumpkin-flavored dog treats, and pumpkin is the unofficial vegetable of fall.
Let's be real, Sniffy. You like any flavored dog treats.
That's true. I do like all dog treats and all food. I even like eating non-food. I just have a healthy appetite.
Healthy is one way to put it.
Now that it's fall, there's just something in the air that feels a bit dangerous, too.
Are you going to bring up ghosts again?
No, I learned my lesson after we figured out that it was Wheeler who tweaked a swing to make it swing on its own, and it wasn't the ghost named Christopher.
Logic and reason will always win.
Perhaps. But maybe something supernatural will happen. I'm waiting for that moment, just so I can see your reaction, Mentor.
Oh, Sniffy. Your curiosity and open spirit are some of the reasons I like you best.
Thanks! What was that? It sounded like many voices cheering in fervor in the distance.
Shall we go investigate?
We shall. The animals are all crowded around the park's fountain. I wonder why.
Let's find out.
I can't believe it. I really can't. This fountain is magical.
Why has no one ever wished on this fountain before? I've seen other fountains in parks with tons of coins in them from all the people casting wishes.
I want to make a wish.
Me too, Winnie. What are you going to wish for?
I want to wish for a new dog toy. What about you, Fern?
I want a box of cupcakes to be left somewhere for me to eat. What about you, Lorraine?
Oh, I'm going to wish for my vegetables to harvest perfectly in the next few weeks.
These are all fantastic wishes. All you have to do is step up to the fountain, toss in some coins, and your wish will come true.
Is that so, Bean?
Oh, Snoop, didn't see you there. What are you doing here?
We heard the cheers, so came to investigate what's going on here.
Investigate? Investigate what? Nothing suspicious is going on here. Oh my, we've just discovered that the park's fountain grants wishes.
That's right, Bean. They actually come true. Bean just wished for a ruby-studded collar, and then out of nowhere, a ruby-studded collar flew out of a tree.
I still can't believe it. See?
Enthralling tale.
And I wished for a day of happiness, and today I've been nothing but happy.
We're sitting on a gold mine and we never knew it.
Oh, I want to wish for something too. What should I wish for, Snope?
I'm not sure, Sniffy. So, you all believe that this fountain is a magical wish-granting fountain?
We just saw it in action. Bean wished for that ruby-studded collar, and it came flying out of the tree.
Winnie is correct. See?
I see the ruby-studded collar, Bean. Thank you very much. Just wanted to make sure you all don't waste your coins and not get the results you want.
That would be a shame, no doubt.
I just don't know how it could fail, now that it granted both Bean and I wishes.
Should I wish for an extra dog bowl? Or maybe a blueberry pie? Or a never-ending supply of cheese? Oh, I don't know. This is hard. There are too many choices. I want to wish for everything. Can I wish for everything?
You can wish for whatever you want. Though I'm not sure what wishing for everything actually means.
You're right. I better play it safe and wish for a blueberry pie.
Okay, well, I want to make my wish. I have some coins here in my doggy pouch.
Can I make my wish first?
Wait a second. Let me make another more concrete wish first to prove that the fountain really is magical.
Okay, what will you wish for this time, Wiggles?
I'm thinking about some cute little hot pink doggy boots. Sometimes the pavement of the sidewalk gets a little too hot. I'm a dog that likes to wear accessories. So let me step up to the fountain and make my wish. You have to do it silently. Let's hope this wish comes true.
It has to.
The pink doggy boots!
The fountain! It's truly magical! It grants wishes.
Oh, me next.
This is amazing!
Maybe I should wish for the cheese instead of the pie.
Let me go first. I've dedicated so much of myself to this park, it's only fitting that I go next.
Lorraine has a point, but I think it doesn't matter. You should all wish together at the same time. Everyone, step up to the fountain and get ready.
This is so exciting!
I can't wait for some cupcakes.
I've never had a wish come true.
I'm sticking with the blueberry pie. Snoop, are you not going to make a wish?
Yes, Snoop, step up. Make a wish.
Don't you have anything you want to wish for?
Oh, I have plenty to wish for, Wiggles, but I'm going to just sit back and watch this time. I don't yet know if I quite believe that this fountain is magical.
But you saw the pink doggy boots appear, did you not?
Appearances can be deceiving.
Snoop has a hard time believing in things that can't be explained, like ghosts or magic. He thinks everything has to have a rational explanation.
Oh, Snoop, can't you live a little and just believe in something?
I believe in many things, dear Bean, but magic and ghosts aren't two of them.
Can we wish already? My paw's starting to hurt from holding this coin.
Go for it. Everyone, make your wishes.
Where's my blueberry pie?
And my box of cupcakes.
How come nothing came out of the tree for us?
That's so weird.
Maybe we have to give it another minute.
Did you make the right wishes?
If this magical fountain doesn't work for my vegetable garden, I'm gonna be very upset.
Oh, it will. It has to. It worked for us.
Here, I'll wish for the ability to fly. Let's see if that works.
Quite ambitious.
Okay, ready? Here I go.
She's doing it. She's actually doing it.
I'm flying.
There's something odd going on here. This magical fountain doesn't seem to be working as it was advertised. Let's take a quick break to check on Lorraine, make sure she's okay. Then we will come back and do some investigating.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. Bean and Wiggles told everyone that the park's fountain was granting their wishes. I saw it myself, but appearances can be deceiving. Something else is going on here, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
I'll be okay. I knew this fountain wasn't magical. If it was, we would have known about it a long time ago. I'm going back to my vegetable garden.
Oh, so that means no cupcakes?
No blueberry pie?
Wow, I'm sorry, y'all. This is so weird. I guess the magic stopped working.
Maybe you can only wish at a certain time.
That might be it. Okay, come back tomorrow. Let's try again.
Well, gotta go. Bye.
Me too. See ya.
Let's go, Fern. I think I know a cupcake shop that throws away a lot of extra cupcake batter.
Trash cake batter? Sounds delicious. Let's go, Winnie.
I'm sorry about your blueberry pie, Sniffy, but I could have told you that this magical fountain was a trick.
A trick?
Yes. But we have to prove it first. This fountain is not magical at all. Bean and Wheels set this up to take your money.
How rude.
Quite. Lacking in many, many manners. But I wouldn't put it past them. Try sniffing around the fountain and see if you can get anything.
I'm getting all the animals that were just here. Nothing more. Wait, this is something. It smells like plastic, like the hot pink doggy boots.
Ah, yes. Perhaps we should have followed Wiggles and Bean to see where they headed off to.
That's a good plan.
I've just walked over a metallic wire. I see.
A wire?
Yes, indeed. Very interesting. And, Sniffy, look into the fountain.
I'm looking. I don't see anything.
Exactly.
Huh?
Where are the coins you all just threw into the fountain?
They're gone. But how?
There appears to be a suction pipe just down there by the fountain's drain. Someone put that there to suck up all the coins that were used in the wishes.
Why, that's thievery.
It is indeed.
Let's go find Bean and Wiggles and get them to give us back the coins.
Rightio, this case requires swift action. Lead the way, mighty Sniffer.
Follow me, it's this way. I can't believe how easily I fell for that.
A lot of us want to believe in things that'll make us happy. Sometimes that leads to us making mistakes, but it's not over yet. Don't fret, dear Sniffy.
Oh, I won't. Just was excited about potentially getting a blueberry pie from the sky.
I know. There'll be other blueberry pies in your future.
You're so wise, Snoop.
That I am.
We're here.
A treehouse. Enthralling, to say the least. A thieves' hideout.
How are we going to get up into that treehouse?
There's a ramp circling the tree. Now, be careful. It's quite narrow. Be ready for a confrontation.
Oh, I'm ready.
We got you, Bean and the Wiggles.
They aren't here. But I followed the scent trail. It led to this treehouse.
That it did, Sniffy. It looks like they just abandoned it. But they won't get far. Bark Street isn't a long street. Justice will prevail.
This treehouse is pretty cool. I've never been up this high in a tree. I like this little window with a bucket and rope.
You've done it again, Sniffy. You've figured out where they've gone.
I have?
Yes, look. This rope, it leads off into the distance above the trees. They must have jumped into another bucket and slung themselves down the rope to wherever.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Yes, get in the bucket.
This looks like such fun.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Okay, we're in. Now what?
Time to push off.
I'll do it. Whee! This is so fun! Wow, you can see the whole park from up here.
Okay, this is a bit thrilling. How did I never notice this bucket zip line across the park?
Ooh, we're picking up speed as we head down into the...
The Pflugerville Country Club!
Of course Bean would hide out there.
They must be through this door. Ready, Sniffy?
I was born ready!
Bean, Wiggles, you've been caught!
Oh, drats.
No!
I knew as soon as Snoop showed up, our scheme would be busted.
Yeah, Snoop always figures everything out.
As does Sniffy.
Eh.
Listen up, Bean and Wiggles. You're gonna pay back everyone who you tricked into throwing coins into that fountain.
Yeah, okay. It just sorta started as a fun prank. We're sorry. We know it was wrong. We didn't really want to con everyone into giving us their money.
And yet you did. Tisk, tisk. Lorraine is going to write you up when she finds out.
I can't afford another ticket.
How did you get the ruby studded collar and the hot pink doggy boots to appear from the sky?
Easy. They had rigged them earlier into the trees using a wire. And when the wishes happened, all they did was to trip up the wire and boom, hot pink doggy boots falling from the sky and the coins sucked into the suction pipe. Quite the scheme.
Next time we've got to be smarter about it, Wiggles. Oh, I mean, what? There's never gonna be a next time. We've learned our lessons.
Totally.
Just remember, as long as Snoop and I are in this town, you won't get away with any more of these schemes.
Well said, Sniffy.
And you owe me a blueberry pie!
Can you believe Bean and Wiggles tried to trick our gullible residents on Bark Street into throwing coins into a fountain so that they could take their coins? Why, the nerve of it! Crime won't stand in this town if Sniffy and I are on the case. We will always make sure justice is served. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, next time you make a wish into a magical fountain, make sure it's a really good wish. Always be investigating. Woof woof!
Go Kid Go!
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com. We're chicken daring.